Middle East and Africa.
Iran's diplomacy. Damage limitation. Iran's president wants to stop the escalation of war on Israel's two fronts.
For a week, all eyes have been on Iran and its response to Israel's pounding of Hezbollah, the Lebanese Shia group that is Iran's beefiest proxy. But at the UN gathering in New York on September 24th, Iran's freshly minted president, Masoud Pezeshkian, sounded conciliatory, calling for a new era and for the nuclear agreement previously negotiated with America and other global powers to be restored. Despite Israel's battering of Hezbollah, he did not call for the Zionist regime to be destroyed. If Israel gave up its weapons, he even said Iran would too. He also met interfaith types, including several American rabbis and an Israeli-American Middle East expert, Lior Sternfield, handpicked by Iran. He's completely oriented towards restarting negotiations with the West, meaningful engagement and restoring stability in the Middle East, said Mr. Sternfield. He said it was the first time an Israeli had met an Iranian president since the revolution of 1979. Many Iranians suspect it's just a charm offensive to get Iran out of a tight spot and that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, Iran's Praetorian Guard, and the Ayatollahs are using Mr. Pezeshkian as their front man. Still, after years of confrontation under Mr. Pezeshkian's hardline predecessor, Ebrahim Raisi, Iran is changing its tone. Mr. Pezeshkian says women should be able to walk the streets of Tehran, the capital, untroubled by morality police. Shavin Hajipour, a songwriter who created a popular anthem for the protests that shook Iran in 2022, says his prison sentence has been quashed. The restoration of the nuclear deal, hopes Mr. Pezeshkian, would end American sanctions that have hamstrung Iran's economy and have made its currency plummet. Iran must feel vulnerable to Israel's deep penetration of its defences. Hamas's leader, Ismail Haniyeh, was assassinated in an Iranian government guesthouse in July. A recent visitor to Tehran speaks of consternation among the IRGC since its fighters are said to use the same walkie-talkies as those that blew up in Lebanon. Mr. Pezeshkian said Iran would not fall into Israel's trap of driving its diplomacy off course. His foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, said it was for Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, to decide how to respond, a polite way of saying that Lebanon's Shia militia was on its own. Still, Iranian self-restraint has its limits. Israel could next hit pro-Iranian militias in Iraq and Yemen, the Iranians fear. If the axis of resistance is to retaliate, it may yet do so before it has been clobbered still harder. Iran has not met Israel's demand for Hezbollah to stop firing rockets in support of Hamas and to retreat beyond the Litani River that runs about 30 kilometres or 19 miles north of Israel's border. But one intermediary advises Iran to do so. I told them weeks ago, Hamas is finished. Don't lose Hezbollah and your influence in Lebanon, just as you have lost Hamas,